as the weather warms up, that means it is cricket season. And the Australian women's cricket team, the Southern Stars, are currently in the midst of the Ashes series against the English women's cricket team. Now, this series is a little bit different to the men's Ashes that's going to kick off next month. And to help us run through it all, we are joined by Mary Kay from Ladies Who Leg Spin. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
No worries. Now, look, you're going to have to educate me. First off, I know this is a very stupid question, but what is a leg spin?
Yeah, so it's not a stupid question at all. It is a particular type of spin. It's a form of bowling. It's a form of bowling. So basically the way Ladies Who Leg Spin works is it needed to match the other brands, and each of my sporting brands has a word that starts with L, which describes a feature of the game. So it had to be Ladies Who Leg Spin.
Okay, thank you very much. Now look, how does the Women's Ashes series differ from the men's?
So the Women's Ashes series differs from the men, most notably in terms of the point system. So basically the Women's Ashes is contested against all three formats of the game. So you've got a test, you've got 3 1-day internationals, and you've got also 3 T20s. And each one of those matches is worth a certain number of points. So basically all the shorter forms of the game are worth 2 points, and then the test is worth 4 points. For Australia to win the Ashes, we need to get to 8 points, and Australia are currently sitting on 4 after 3 games have been played.
And there was just a game over the weekend, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was. So unfortunately, Australia lost by 20 runs yesterday. So there have been 3 games so far. Australia won the first 2, and England won yesterday.
Okay, so overall, how are we going in the series?
We're actually going very, very well. Australia and England are actually the 2 top-ranked teams in the world, so it was always going to be a very exciting series. And Australia were quite dominant in the first 2 games, particularly in the second one, where we won by 75 runs. England showed what they could do yesterday, and heading into the next game, which is a test match at North Sydney Oval, it suddenly got a little bit more exciting because Australia now only lead the series by 2 points.
Oh, wow. And what have been some of the kind of standouts for you so far?
So some of the standouts, certainly Megan Shute. She's one of Australia's bowlers, and she's a little bit sassy off the field, which I love. She got 4 wickets yesterday and is Australia's leading wicket taker in the competition so far. We've also had some really good batting, and a couple of the Australians have scored half centuries. So Captain Rachel Haynes has scored a half century. Alisa Healy has scored 2 half centuries in a row. So it's just been really good cricket, to be honest.
And do you think Australia's going to win it all?
Definitely. We're definitely going to win the Ashes. So fingers crossed that Australia wins the test match and then we get to 8 points and reclaim the series.
So when is the next game?
So the next game starts on the 9th, so Thursday the 9th of November, and that game will go for 4 days. It's actually the first time that the Australian women's cricket team have played in a day-night test. So if you're in Sydney and keen for some cricket, I'd encourage you to get out there. Tickets at $10, which is the cheapest day at the cricket you will ever have.
$10 for a ticket?
Yeah, $10. That
okay.
is it.
We should all go. Yeah, definitely.
Please
look,
come.
Do you think overall that more Aussies are getting behind women's sport in general?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a big reason for that is we're finally starting to see women's sport broadcast. So with this Australian women's cricket team and this Ashes series, all the games have been televised on Channel 9, whether that be on 9 Gem. Some of the games are also going to be televised on the main channel. And basically when people get the opportunity to see how talented these women are and see that they're just playing good cricket, they naturally get behind it. So, yeah, I think more people are getting interested in women's sport, and we've seen that across, you know, netball, the W League, the Jillaroos are about to play in a World Cup. It's all happening.
Yeah, and you did mention before that there are a bunch of the Ladies Who websites. What are some of the other sports that you're covering?
Yeah, so rugby league is probably the biggest and my favourite. So that's Ladies Who League. We also do Ladies Who Leap, which is AFL. Ladies Who Line Out is rugby union. Ladies Who Lay Up is basketball. But if it's women's sport, I sort of tend to just come up with a word for it anyway and cover it because there are some incredible women doing fantastic things and they deserve coverage.
Definitely. Look, thank you so much for your time this morning, Mary.
No worries. Thanks for making the time, and I look forward to seeing you at North Sydney.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. Thanks.
Awesome.
That was Mary Kay from Ladies Who Leg Spin talking about the Women's Ashes and just the rise in popularity in women's sport in general, which is pretty exciting, to be honest. It's been great to see more of it on the TV.